It's time for the Blue Star Gas Rural Matters on 1430 KYKN. Now here's Jake.
Jake, Rural Matters, welcome. Happy Friday to everybody. I hope you're enjoying your week and the summer. And it's good to be here. And I want to start with thanking Tim English, English Realty, located at 154 Southwest Oak Street, west of us in Dallas. You can talk to Tim there about all things real estate. And you can also call him at 503-998-3234. And Tim is part of English Realty and Keller Williams, also here in Salem. And Tim, I'm so grateful for you and being part of the Rural Matters family. And also, on Friday today, the Dallas Community Orchestra fundraising garage sale is on Friday today and on Saturday, tomorrow, from 8 to 4 p.m. both days. And that's going to be at Tim English's house at 10765 Rick Reel Road in Dallas. And for a great cause, for a great person. And so come support what Tim's about there for the community orchestra. And Tim, of course, himself is very musical. And Tim is a great guy, been in the real estate business for quite a while and knows all the ins and outs of what's going on today. And also, too, might make a program note, speaking of Tim English, Hunter, we're going to be over at the Polk County Fair a week from today, if my math is correct. And time change. Normally, we run Rural Matters at the fairs from 12 to 2 right after the news. We're going to be there from 11 to 1. And so I want to plug that. Come see me. And Polk County Fair, Marion County Fair. I enjoy watching all the young people doing all of their fair activities. So again, Rural Matters going to be on the road week from now at Polk County Fair, 11 to 1. Come say hi. If you're not careful, I'll drag you in, put a microphone on you. You might have to answer some questions. With me today, I'm happy. I'm really happy. Nick Hill, Marion Polk First. And you are the outreach director. Talk about that, Nick. What's that all about?
Yeah, well, thank you, Jake. I appreciate you having me on. First time coming on to your program. So looking forward to sharing with your audience. But yeah, I'm the outreach director for Marion and Polk First. How did I get involved with politics?
Was this inbred in you from like being in high school going into what was it?
Not really. So I got my degree from Oregon State University. I wanted to do marketing. I wanted to be the guy giving out free t-shirts at sporting events because who doesn't love free t-shirts at sporting events? But I have a marketing background and then COVID hit.
Okay.
So I guess back up just a little bit. I was like the only person in my friend group that was like, I think Donald Trump's going to win the election. You know, you're fired. The apprentice guy. Like, what's not to love about him? So that was my, if you will, my...
So we're talking as president number 45.
Yeah.
2016.
I mean, I was old enough to remember 9/11 and all the, you know, the Iraq and all those wars and all of that good stuff, but I wasn't necessarily invested in politics. Again, outside of being like, oh, Donald Trump's kind of cool. Like, yeah, he's a funny guy. But then COVID hit and I was unhappy at my current place of employment. So I was just scrolling on Indeed and then I saw a job opening for Marion and Polk First. And I figured, wow, this COVID stuff's got me really fired up with all of the nonsense that's going on, if you will.
Well, maybe we need to talk about that a little bit later, but we're sure finding out a lot about it this past week with diaries and 111 Fifth Amendment pleadings. I can't even count that high.
That's crazy.
And so Nick, continuing, are you a native Oregonian, Nick?
I am. So, yeah, I've lived in Salem my whole life outside of 4 years down in Corvallis. But, yeah, born and raised here. Oregon is my home. I love the state. I mean, you know, I don't want to sound like Ed Deal, but, you know, we have one of the most, if not the most beautiful state in the country.
We do.
And the fact that, like, you can get snow, sun, rain, and fog all in one day in Oregon. And it can be 80 degrees in the afternoon and 25 degrees at night. It's just wild.
We live in a state that I think has it all. And,
yeah.
And you're bringing it up. We have a beautiful coastline. We have beautiful mountains. We have skiing if you're a skier, and high desert, forest, camping, everything. But now you're involved in Marion Polk First. And so with that marketing degree from Oregon State University, how did they looked at you and said, this is what we need you to do?
Yeah. Well, so my degree is actually in communication. So I just want to make sure we got that. But yeah, I have the marketing, kind of took the class or whatever. But what's the best way to say this? I've had a lot of experience. You know, I've worked retail when I was in high school. So that gave me a lot of like, how to interact with people. And then I'm very making sure that, you know, I can always add levity to a dark situation, because I think that helps balance out politics, especially when you're door knocking and someone comes in hot and fast with national politics. And I'm like, hey, I'm just concerned about our water bill being too high in Salem, which has nothing to do with the guy in the White House 3,000 miles away. You know, I like to make jokes and keep things light. But really interacting with people, keeping a calm, level head, but also, you know, pushing my, I don't want to say agenda, but, you know, the common sense mentality of like, politics doesn't need to be intertwined between a D and an R and who's right and who's wrong. Like, the World Cup showed that, sorry, not to really pivot, but like, up in Seattle, when there was 67,000 fans cheering on Team USA, no one was like, oh, what's your politics? Everyone was there to celebrate the team and, you know, watch them win. And I think, especially at the local level, we can do that with our neighbors, our friends, and our family, and be like, hey, isn't your water bill too high? Aren't you tired of all the fees and taxes being added on to everything that you pay for?
So you get in and you get hired, because this is your job.
It is.
Yeah. And people need to know that. And so you came on about how many years ago? 4 years ago? Where are we at with you?
Yeah. Roughly? So my first November of 21 was when I was hired by Marion and Polk First.
Yeah.
So this year will be 5 years come November.
Yeah. So, okay. What was the first thing that you looked at and they said, hey, we need you to look at what?
Honestly, I don't really remember. It was, we just need some sort of infrastructure on the ground. Like, we had a city council race coming up in 2022. Our area was kind of disjointed with who was running, what was going to be done. I mean, people had stepped forward, Deanna Gwynn, Chris Cummings, who was running again in a runoff currently. And it's like, we need to help just get these common sense people elected. We need help door knocking. We need help, you know, going to the county parties and, you know, encouraging people to come door knock and say, hey, we're building something. We want you to be involved. We're not just kind of every man for himself anymore. We've got infrastructure. We've got the, you know, idea set in stone. Now we just need to bring everybody together and help us do that. And it has been fantastic. The past 4.5 years, it's very humbling experience going to these places and people being like, oh, Nick's here. Can you talk about like what you've been doing? Which, you know, it's never my intention to, you know, for all the glory, if you will. My job is to get people elected.
Well, as a fellow communication major, myself back in the 80s. And so it's very important that you can convey message.
Absolutely.
And be able to articulate it clearly. You mentioned common sense. That's been some words that have come from 3,000 miles away from the White House. What would be, in the couple of minutes we have left in this segment, Nick, talk about what's common sense right now to you?
So I guess just kind of taking it from a Marion and Polk First, their first foray into, you know, politics, if you will, was school board. So school board is very important to our organization. And a lot of people always forget about school board because it's the off season after when the primary and the general or the midterms. And so people are like not really paying attention. But like for us, school board is making sure that parents have a say in what their education that their kids are getting, that the school board doesn't shut parents down when that's happening. Making sure that students, teachers, staff, whoever else are protected, that there's SROs on campus. I mean, it's a dangerous world out there and you hope for the best, but people have malicious intent. So we want to make sure that kids are safe and make sure that we restore standards to, you know, graduating seniors, that they can read, they can write, they know how to do math. I mean, it's so easy now with AI. Kids are, you know, I saw a meme and the teacher has to make sure that kids aren't using AI when they're taking tests now. And it's like, this this is where we're at now. Kids are like, oh, I don't have to do anything. AI will just do it for me.
They'll write the reports too. I mean, and they'll be like the greatest thing since the Emancipation Proclamation as far as, you know, I'm obviously taking it to a high level, but it has changed the narrative.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then, you know, if we look at like city council stuff, making sure that fees and taxes aren't added on, making sure that first responders, you know, have what they need to, you know, protect us and firefighters as well. Obviously, a big talking point here in Salem, getting the homeless problem solved. The campers, as some news organizations out there call them. They're just camping out, having a good time.
Oh, my gosh. We'll have to touch on that a little bit later. That's the world I'm in at night. But common sense.
Common sense. And nope. You know, not to, again, take from, you know, this is why it's great to interact with all these candidates. But, you know, Manny Martinez, who ran for Ward 2, unfortunately didn't win. But he's like, it's not okay for the city of Salem's population to just allow people to die on the street.
No, it's not.
And it's we as citizens and the people dealing with addiction deserve better. We shouldn't have to settle for this just because the people in charge are like, well, they're just camping out. So just step over them if they're, you know, having a, you know, mental health or drug crisis. It's just not okay.
Nick Hill, Marion Polk first, and he is the outreach director. You're listening to Real Matters. I'm Jake. Hang on, we're going to be back with the second segment right after this.
Back to the Blue Star Gas, Real Matters on 1430 KYKN. Once again, here's Jake.
Jake, Real Matters, glorious, glorious time of the year. Can't believe that July is just going and going and almost gone. But that said, we keep moving, and that's what we do. Nick Hill's with us, Marion Polk first, and you are the outreach director, Common Sense. Nick, during the break, a little bit of news came our way. Data centers. What's your thoughts on that? You're way younger than me. You're way more tech savvy than I am. What's your thoughts on that? And what do you need? What do you want to see? What do you want to know about data centers?
I need more information. I mean, anything that's going to bring jobs to the state of Oregon or to the city of Salem is a good thing. People need jobs. But, you know, there's an awful lot of suspicious activity that goes on that a lot of normal people don't necessarily dive into. And, you know, we kind of joked about it during the break that, like, if you have a cell phone and you don't turn off all those settings, you're a walking data center. I hate to break it to you, but they're monitoring everywhere you go, everything that you look up, they're tracking you, your text messages that you sent. So, you know, the people that are outraged that a data center is coming to Salem, why don't you look in your pocket and be outraged about that? I love clamshell phones. I grew up, you know, without cell phones, and then we had clamshell phones, and then we had Blackberries, and now we're at the iPhone. I miss the good old flip phone.
My daughter loves the flip phone. She really does. But we're in this, you and I were mentioning about how wonderful it is to be in Oregon. But with your common sense narrative, what's holding us down? What's holding us down? What does Polk and Marion County need to do in your mind? As you have this big job to be the outreach director of Marion Polk First.
Well, that's a big question, but what I've been
break it down as you feel comfortable.
What I've been telling people is we need our own people to turn out and vote. You know, it's great. Yes, we knock on doors of Democrats and independents and unaffiliated voters, everybody in between, Republicans and Democrats. But, you know, 4 years ago when Drazen ran, she lost by 60,000 votes, and there was 180,000 Republicans that didn't turn in a ballot. If 180,000 Republicans turned in a ballot, Drazen would have won by 60,000 votes. So what do we have to do to motivate people, Republicans even, to turn out and vote? And even to take it a step further, which, again, easy for me to say, I'm not the one out there with my face running for office. You know, I do everything else that I can to help. But, you know, people are always like, oh, well, my kid has a baseball game, or, oh, I've got to go do this with my family. And I completely understand that is 100% important. But if you don't get involved and change what we're doing now, what are you going to leave to your kids?
Yeah, you're 30, nailing
40
it
years from, 40 years from now. Oh, well, I'm glad you went to that baseball game, but now houses in Salem, Monmouth, Independence, Dallas, Woodburn cost $900,000 because of all the taxes and fees that have been added on. But if you had run for office, you might have been able to stop that. Again, there is no guarantees that, you know, you win or you can do anything, but you know, the other side wins when we don't have people stepping up, or let alone even voting. And this is, well, sorry, one last tangent, you know.
No, you don't apologize.
I know people are very upset with, you know, mail-in ballots, but my goodness, Oregon could not make it easier for Republicans to turn in their ballot. They literally mail it to you. All you have to do is walk out to your mailbox, bubble in your city councilor, your county commissioner and governor, and put it back in the mailbox, and they do everything else. You don't have to go wait in line. You don't have to take a day off from work. I mean, what did Donald Trump say? Too big to rig? I would love for 180,000 Republicans that sat out 4 years ago to turn in their ballot and shock people come November 4th, and Oregon might have a red governor for the first time since the 80s.
'82.
Before I was born.
Vic Atieh, I believe, was our last Republican governor. You're bringing up the point with Christine Drazen, and I think at this point she does not have a spoiler candidate running also. That did not help either in my mind. I don't know if you remember that.
Betsy. Yeah. Betsy. Well, she had the glasses. I don't remember her name.
Was it Betsy Roberts? Am I saying that right? I believe so. But we don't have that, but you're right. Do you think, as you go through Marion and Polk County, that people are looking at our current governor and going, this isn't working? What are you finding out as you filter your way through things?
So we don't, Marion and Polk First doesn't do a lot of statewide, I mean, we do legislative races in Marion and Polk counties, so we don't necessarily knock for Christine Drazen or the, you know, the Republican candidate. But, you know, when people share with me, they say, yeah, I try to relate it back to the local, like, do you think that Salem or Woodburn or Monmouth is heading in the right direction? And a lot of times, no, I think it's wrong. And actually, I was talking to a guy yesterday at a Kevin Cameron fundraiser. He wasn't there for that. He was just a guest. And he's like, ah, that Tina Kotek, man, she's just ruining me with all of these taxes and fees. And so I didn't even get, he shared that with me, that he was frustrated with that. So I'm sure the sentiment is out there that people are just, they're just fed up. They can't afford to live in Oregon. And, you know, there's a candidate, Anna Munson, running for House District 19 against Tom Anderson. She's a senior citizen, and her message is, I'm a senior citizen on a fixed income. I bought my house years ago. I can barely afford my house payment, but I absolutely can't afford to move because I don't have enough money in my retirement. So what am I supposed to do? And I think there's a lot of older retired people that feel that same way, but I don't want to speak out against my party. So I'll just vote along party lines and keep my head down, and hopefully things will get better.
So that almost sounds like the insanity definition to me, but we'll leave that where it's at. Let's look at a couple of things before we finish off this first half. I believe it's IP28 get on. And then we can collectively address this. And then we all remember that the gas tax, the signatures were all over the place, and that fortunately did not come to fruition. To you, can you say things like, all right, we had enough signatures that the gas tax didn't get passed, that we still have a vote, we still count? Because I think a lot of citizens right now are feeling like, you know, it don't matter.
People have short memories when it comes to politics, and that's why, you know, Rep Deal and Bruce Starr and the other, I don't remember his name, but the other chief petitioner wanted it so badly on the November ballot to remind people, hey, this is what you're voting against, is the gas tax, and remember who passed this. Oh yeah, the governor, who are you going to vote for? So 6 months isn't a whole lot of time. Things change rapidly, but it's on different organizations, different groups, perhaps even Christine Drazen, to remind voters that, hey, they tried to ram this through without your consent. And if you don't essentially elect me, they're going to try to do it again. I mean, it's this song and dance that they do. Okay, well, it failed this time, but maybe after the election and next, you know, summertime, we'll try to do it again. And people will just eventually get burnt out. Like, oh, I got to sign the petition again. So it's so important that, you know, people turn out and vote. And, you know, it's a different world 4 years ago or 2 years ago when Julie Hoy ran. I mean, it was the same kind of thing. The payroll tax here in the city of Salem overwhelmingly shot down, 82% to 18% shot down the city of Salem payroll tax. Almost the exact same number statewide, 83% to what, 9, 17% for the gas tax. And so now we need to make sure that we carry that momentum into November, remind people that your vote matters.
It really does. And we are tied down, and we're going to talk about this going into the next segment, Nick, that what are we getting for our tax dollar? And I'll be very honest, and we'll carry this over to the other side. I'm all right with paying taxes. If I know what my money's doing, and we have found out through this past year and some change, actually since the Trump administration with DOGE and with a guy named Nick Shirley, that there is so much fraud out there. And I think we need to be a lot more livid about that. Talk about that in the last 20 seconds.
Yeah, absolutely. I look around, and like I said earlier, I've lived in Salem almost my whole life, and things have gotten worse. But yeah, everything keeps, houses going up, DMV fees keep going up, my water bill keeps going up. And I look around and I see more homeless, more closed businesses, more potholed streets. I mean, I know they're working on it hard to fix, you know, the potholes in the streets, but yeah, what's our return on investment?
Right on. Nick Hill, Marion Polk First. He's the outreach director, Jake Real Matters. Hang on, we're back after news.
The conversation continues on the Blue Star Gas Rural Matters of 1430 KYKN.
Jake, Rural Matters, hope you're having a glorious day. A lot going on in this valley. Ag activities up the roof, and it's fair season. And again, I want to plug the fact that I will be with Jeff Morgan, and I, Rural Matters, will be over a week from now, minus a couple hours, at the Polk County Fair. Very excited about that. 11 to 1 o'clock. Stop and say hi. Always glad to be out and to mingle with people. And there's nothing like seeing young people stoked about their projects. And there's so many of them. It's just great. We need to support that. Next week, Rural Matters over in Polk County Fair, Rick Real. All right, with me, Nick Hill, Marion Polk First. You're the outreach director. We were talking about bang for the dollar and how we are taxed, we're feed a lot. And I don't see the results of, say, where I traveled back to the Midwest a month and some change ago, and I'm seeing real action there. I'm seeing real action. What's going on in your mind with all of this, Nick?
That's a good question. You know, and I have to realize that sometimes it's not on the current people who are in there that are raising, you know, there's stuff that gets passed in 2022 that takes effect 2027. And so our current leaders had no say in that. But, you know, part of our responsibility is to hold our elected officials responsible, even if we like them, even if they got a little R next to their name or an I or whatever, and we're friends with them. Hey, I know it's tough, but I just wanted to let you know I'm frustrated with the way that things are kind of happening right now. I know you've got to do what you got to do, but, you know, make sure that they know that their actions have consequences. They're supposed to be representing you. And so when, you know, when, again, I see my garbage bill go up by $6 for this fee, or, oh, well, the Detroit drawdown is going to, you know, cause the water levels to be low, so we got to add a little extra fee to make sure that we maintain that. I realize that's, you know, the federal government there, but, you know, the city has to recoup those losses, or, you know, the time used in some way. And I don't know if that's actually a thing, but you get what I'm saying. Like, I don't water my lawn. We try to not use as much water as possible, but our water bill is still $175. And I look around, I'm like, what
not
are
allowed
all these
to flush your toilet?
Yeah.
As often.
Yeah. Right.
So, all right. I will concur with you on, you know, you get the previous administration's policies that were approved or whatever, and you've got to work with that. But here's the other part of it, and we talked about that in the last segment. It's been a uniparty system here in this state. I would have said that had we had more balance of power. But this is in my mind a result of one party system for a very long time, Nick. And I think my message, and maybe you could say it better than me, how do we talk to people and say, are you happy with this? How long do we want to keep going with fees going up? How long do we want to keep doing that?
And I think that's, I don't want to say part of the problem. I mean, each person has to live their life accordingly, but we need to start speaking up. I've talked to people like, oh, I don't bring up politics to my family because it's just a whole big argument. I'm like, what are you talking about? Are you talking about national stuff or are you talking about local issues? I get if maybe your family doesn't live here, but oh, okay. Yeah. So Donald Trump did that, but what's your water bill like? And they might be like taken back. Like, why are you asking me about my water bill? But again, these are the important things that affect your daily life that people, again, don't necessarily think about. And, you know, part of this whole return on investment that we've been talking, what's my money going towards? There's been some big traction happening in Monmouth. We haven't, Marion and Polk First hasn't endorsed anybody yet in city council races there, but from what I've heard with people running, they're frustrated that Monmouth is kind of turning into Salem Light. They're installing 2,200 new houses, but not updating the infrastructure. So people are going to have to drive through WU's campus to get out onto the main road. People are frustrated with that. You know, I can't speak for what they do or don't do, but the people that live in Monmouth are frustrated with Church in the Park and the homeless problem that has really grown there lately since they've had influence. They camp out near this church and the people at the church have to pick up, you know, drug paraphernalia and, you know, human waste, and that's not fair to them. And their taxes and fees are going up, and they just had a petition with the urban growth boundary that they needed 560 signatures or 610. I don't know the exact number, but they got 810 signatures. So they got over and above of what they needed. So they've got real momentum, and it sounds like people in Monmouth, they want to keep their small town, that small town feel, and not like, oh, we're just an extension of Salem now.
Right. What, you know, we were talking there, what are you seeing that's brewing in the Marion County part of your, you know, it says, you know, you're Marion Polk First. What's going on in Marion? What are you seeing here?
I mean, obviously we talked about a little bit, you know, people are all outraged by the data centers, but you know, we've asked people at the door, and people's number one problem is still the homeless issue, followed by the economy, followed by public safety. I mean, it's all correlated. It all goes hand in hand. People want to be able to afford where they live without, you know, people dying on their sidewalks. They want them to get help. They want to be able to, you know, afford to live in this area and also feel safe. I mean, I don't remember I think it's 2008 or 2009, but like the city of Salem hasn't hired additional police officers for close to 20 years. Like that number is still the same number from like the late 2000s, which is shocking. And so when people are having crises or issues and they go to call the police and they're like, we'll be there in a half hour. I mean, that's just not okay.
Yeah.
Especially
yeah.
if there's something going on. And so again, I can only speak for what people tell me at the door, but again, homelessness is top of the mind with, yeah, affordability. Can I get gas this week? How many groceries? Am I able to afford groceries this week? Oh, I can't go out this week because I got rent or my mortgage to pay. Oh, which has gone up. Oh, and my water bill's here with all these taxes and fees. So I got $25 for the rest of the month. So it's common sense issues that 99% of people will agree on. That, yeah, the economy is important, public safety is important, and getting the homeless issue resolved.
All right, I appreciate that. We got a couple minutes left in this segment, Nick. Talk a little bit about the Marion Polk First structure. What's the organization like? A little bit of the history real quick. So people got an idea. Well, what is this Marion Polk First?
Yeah, totally. So I was the first hire in November of 21. I'm the outreach director. So essentially, I don't want to say I'm top of the food chain. We have a board of directors who I answer to. So I got to make sure that, you know, I'm doing what they, you know, require of me. We also have a couple of other staff members who do volunteer coordination and have coordinated with the legislative races in our area. We have a full-time door knocker who's also a part-time campaign manager for Noemi Legaspi running for House District 22. And then our last employee he's kind of a jack of all trades, if you will. He does stuff on our back end when it comes to like our door knocking app, make sure that people are door knocking. He'll also door knock himself. He'll come help out at events. So, you know, we've come a long way in 4 years where it was just me 4 years ago. And now we have an office, we've got staff. You know, our name recognition is growing. People recognize, you know, myself and our other you know, employees when we go out to candidate events. And so it's, again, like I said earlier, it's very humbling to, I never expected to, you know, be in this position. It wasn't my first go-to when, you know, I was thinking about politics, but I absolutely love what I do. And not that I necessarily need to convince your listeners, but I mean, I spend all day doing this. I mean, politics is, it can be fun. It's what you make of it. I mean, I'm very grateful to do what I do, that I'm not necessarily like stuck at the Capitol wearing a suit and tie and writing bills. I mean, if people want to do that, that's on them. But, you know, I want to motivate people in our area and make them real. I mean, Chris Cummings lost, quote unquote, by 5 votes. If we could have gotten, well, you need 50% plus one additional over the write-ins. So Chris needed essentially 21 more votes.
Sure.
If we could have talked to 22 more people and convinced them to vote for Chris, he wouldn't be in a runoff.
Yeah. It is razor thin. All the elections to me have, unless it's in Oregon where they have everything figured out with by 8:05, 8:10 on a national level, but it's tough. I mean, it really is effort of a lot of grassroots work.
And, you know, all of that said, there's only so much I can do. I mean, you know, to those people who are like, oh, well, my kid's baseball game, you know, as an OSU alum, they have hit and miss seasons, but I love spending Saturdays, you know, watching Beavs games or in all the college football games.
Sure.
But like, if I'm sitting on the couch, not door knocking, I know my candidate isn't going to win. So I'm willing to, you know, sacrifice a couple weekends, especially if it means that
Make a break.
There will always be football.
Nick Hill, Marion Polk first, and you're the outreach director. We're going to be right back.
Back to the Blue Star Gas, Rural Matters on 1430 KYKN. Once again, here's Jake.
Jake, Rural Matters, come on in. Door's wide open, and we'll keep it that way until it's time to get out of here. Nick Hill's with me. He's Marion Polk first. You are the outreach director. What is an outreach director? Really? I mean, that's a nice little name.
I don't really know. I didn't decide the title, but it kind of, I'm reaching out to encourage people to get involved, either, you know, door knocking, or even boards and commissions, or if you're feeling, you know, boldsy, run for office. And, you know, I can, you know, help with what you need. I mean, to some extent, obviously no promises are guaranteed, but, you know, it's a lot of time and effort to run for office. And sometimes people have no clue what they're getting into. And so that's one of the first things I tell people is like, especially here, which we could go on and on, but you know, the city of Portland city councilors, they make 6 figures as a city councilor.
Ooh, that's a good gig.
Yeah. No wonder people want to run for city council in Portland, but here in Salem, it's all volunteer. In Monmouth, where, you know, we're helping things out there, all volunteer. So it's a lot of time, a lot of effort, and a lot of abuse from certain people for a volunteer gig. So I get it, but you got to have thick skin in politics. You got to be able to laugh it off. You got to be able to, you know, fire back within reason. Don't be calling any names, but you know, be sarcastic, a little tongue in cheek. That goes a long way.
Is there room for righteous indignation every now and then?
Oh, always.
Good.
Always.
Yeah. Well, we need a little more of that to come off the bow and fire over the top of somebody else's. Let's talk about some coming up events
that
you want to plug. Go
here
for
I am talking about all these, you know, get involved door knocking events. So for the month of August, we've got 3 events coming up next weekend, August 8th, which is actually in Polk County. So you go do some door knocking for us and then you head over to the fair.
Yeah.
And it's a good time. Next Saturday is in West Salem Ward 8 from 10 to 2. You don't have to stay the whole time. We'll take whatever help we can get. We're knocking for Chris Cummings, who's in a runoff for the City of Salem City Council, and Angela Plowhead, who's running for Senate District 10.
Yeah, we've had Angela on before, back in the spring, I believe. And so she's going to be it's very interesting to see how that plays out for her, because I believe we have, if I remember talking to her, 12 state senators, I believe, and in the House, or in the Capitol, if you will.
Yeah.
And we want to see her get in there.
If we can win a couple, then they'll lose that supermajority and be a little bit more balanced. So they're meeting at Walry's Pizza on August. Exactly. August 8th for Chris and Angela.
That'd be a distraction for me.
They do have good pizza.
Wonderful.
And then August 22nd, we'll be knocking for Kevin Mannix.
Okay.
And Tracy Kramer. we'll be meeting at Inglewood Elementary.
Yeah.
We like to knock for both because you know, kill two birds with one stone.
Well, and if they're tied together in some way.
Exactly. They share the same boundary. So, you know, we plan it out. We have an app. We get your email. We get you signed up. The app is really easy to use. We have targeted houses. No more pen and paper stuff. We're going to every single house. You'll go to houses that we've determined someone signed the payroll tax a couple of years ago, even if they're Democrat leaning. We know they don't like taxes, or they've told us in the past that they support Kevin or Tracy. So we'll go to them, you know, targeted doors and be like, hey, just to remind you, the election's coming up. Don't forget to vote for Kevin Mannix, State Representative Tracy Kramer for State Senate.
You've been at this right when the midterms hit. Will be 5 years for you.
Yeah.
Certainly, it's given you an opportunity to process and reflect. Why don't you share with us for a couple of minutes some of the things that you're really happy about that you felt like you were a part of, a catalyst for, you know, a couple of wins here and there?
Yeah. Man, no one's ever asked me that. That's
what I do on this program.
I'll be better prepared next time. No. I think, I don't know, a little bit of everything. Again, it was never my intent. I'm not trying to, you know, be some local celebrity. Again, I get along.
Remember, I asked you.
Yeah, I get along with everybody. And I think that is a benefit to me because at the end of the day, maybe you, that Nick guy, he says too much for me. We're not trying to be best friends. We can be best friends if you want. But at the end of the day, my goal is to get people elected and make their life better, your life better, my life better. And so being a part and building those connections, especially with like the city council candidates, and let them know that like, yeah, it's a tough gig and people tend to forget about this race. But, you know, I can see all the time and effort that these volunteers are putting in. And it's just, you know, none of these people deserve the hate or the vitriol that they get online or at them, calling them names, having, you know, complaints filed against them, against the city for maybe or not living in the ward. And just, again, just the worst and terrible things. And all they're trying to do is make people's lives better. They want to get the homeless problem cleaned up. They want to make sure your taxes stay low. They want to make sure when you call the police, it's not a half hour wait. And just things that are said online and, you know, the lies. And yeah, for example, Julie Hoy, mayor of Salem, was invited to Washington, D.C. during the inauguration by Andrea Salinas, a Democrat. But it got rained out in the thunderstorm. And so they didn't end up going to the inauguration. They watched it on TV. Her and her husband had a nice breakfast and watched it there. She was invited. But the left came out and be like, oh, she's MAGA. She went to Trump's inauguration. See, is this the type of person that you want? A red hat wearing, you know, mayor in your city? And none of that was true at all. And so it's hard to break through the noise. But again, that's why I think door knocking is so important, because
almost going back to the basics of door knocking, where people were not even wanting to go bother people. They have no solicitation signs on their door or whatever, but this is almost back to the grassroots basics.
It really is. And yes, it can seem like it's intimidating when you first do it, but out of like the 30,000 doors that I've knocked in the almost five years I've been a part of this group, I've had maybe 10 bad interactions. But even then, they weren't even like, no one's ever pulled a gun on me or threatened that they were going to kill me. I mean, people yelled at me like, oh, don't leave trash at my door, or get the hell off my property. I don't ever want to see you again. And it's not that big of a deal for me. I'm just like, okay, I'm not the candidate. I just walk away. If they want to chase down the street and yell at me, okay. But it's not as bad as you might think it would be. And most people, when you're not the candidate, most interactions are a minute long. You give them the pitch, you give them the cards, say, please email, talk to them. And they're like, oh, thanks, I'll look into it. And that's it. You know, the people that are engaged will ask questions. But again, even I think some of the best conversations I've had at the door have been with the other side. I was door knocking for David Brown running for House District 19 a couple of years ago. And this lady came in hot and fast with an abortion issue. And I'm like, he's not after that. He wants to do that. And so after a half hour conversation or so, we agreed that we didn't like foreign wars. If we're going to spend hundreds of millions of dollars on issues, it should go to veterans first, that taxing should be the last option, and that public safety is important. And we didn't necessarily get into the nitty gritty of what we disagreed about, but there was like four things right there that most people would be in support of. And so again, going back to like when people are like, well, I don't like to talk about politics with my friends. Like, meet them where they're at. Don't talk about the guy in the White House 3,000 miles away. Talk about what's happening in your area.
Well, and it really is important for people to recognize how important it is to think locally, whether it's the school board and for our kids and things of that nature. We are, you know, through July and Labor Day is coming. And basically Labor Day is almost like the really big starting line.
The unofficial kickoff.
You know? Yeah. But don't you feel like it's already starting?
Oh, well, we have a tracker at the office. I last updated it, but I haven't been there in a couple days. I think we're down to like 96, 97 days until the election. It's going to be here before you know it. It's rapidly approaching. Halloween is the 31st. And so you don't get that extra week. So Halloween is the last essentially door knocking day before the election. So, you know, people might be like, I don't know about that, but hell, we're going to go out door knocking in costumes on the 31st and kind of make light of it. Hey, you normally we come trick or treat, but I'm trick or treating for you to get your ballot turned in.
Sure. We've got a minute. You're young and in the middle of politics, Oregon. And do you feel like this state's got a chance to turn it around?
I do. I never want to sugarcoat things because it's honestly a coin flip, whether you win or lose. I mean, sarcastically, you only ever need 51% to be a winner. When you break it down in that simple terms. And so if we can get people to turn out and, you know, door knock and make phone calls or write letters, like we absolutely have a chance. And especially with the way that Oregon is going, you know, I've saw stuff online that, you know, Drazen, you know, has an absolute shot. I saw that she went on Fox News the other day. And, you know, usually we're a pretty solid blue state, but according to the Oregonian and OPB, that there might be a chance that Drazen could do this. So there's a lot happening. I'm very excited for the chances that are coming up. If you want to get involved and volunteer, you can go to our website, marionpolkfirst.com, contact us, say, I heard Nick on the radio, would love to do something. You can go to our Facebook page, message us that way. Again, we've got a whole team of people that are watching this now. So I would love to see people emailing and messaging us, be like, hey, I heard you on. I would love to get involved. And again, we can come to you. If you want to make calls from your house, you can absolutely do that. If you want to come out and door knock, we can do that. If you want to come to our office with a big group of people, we can do that. So there's plenty of opportunity for volunteerism.
Thanks, Nick. Nick Hill, Marion Polk First, Jake Rural Matters.
This has been the Blue Star Gas Rural Matters every Friday at noon on 1430 KYKN, where Salem is listening.